Hi, and welcome to MathsIT podcast AS04, focusing on polynomials. We are given the polynomial P of x equals x cubed minus 37x minus 84 in question 1, and part A asks us to use the factor theorem to show that x plus 3 is a factor. To do this, we need to substitute the value x equals negative 3 into the polynomial. So we have negative 3 cubed minus 37 lots of negative 3 minus 84, which is negative 27 plus 111 minus 84, which equals 0. Hence, x plus 3 is a factor. Part B asks us to express P of x as a product of three linear factors. We already have one factor, x plus 3, so the other two, when multiplied together, will be of the form ax squared plus bx plus c. Multiply this by x plus 3 to give ax cubed plus 3ax squared plus bx squared plus 3bx plus cx plus 3c. Now compare this to the original polynomial and work out the values of a, b and c. When we do this, a must equal 1, b equals negative 3 and c equals negative 28. So we have our factor x plus 3 and the other two factors multiply to give x squared minus 3x minus 28. We can then factorise this to find our other two linear factors, which are x minus 7 and x plus 4. The final answer is x plus 3, x minus 7, x plus 4. For part C, we need to sketch the graph. From the fully factorised form in the last question, we can say where the graph crosses the x-axis. The points are x equals negative 3, x equals negative 4, and x equals 7. Looking at the original polynomial, we can see that it will cross the y-axis at negative 84. Mark these four points on a pair of axes. To draw the curve, come up going through x equals negative 4, then back down through x equals negative 3. Go through negative 84 on the y-axis, and then back up through x equals 7. Question 2, part A, gives us the polynomial p of x equals x to the power 5 plus 3x to the power 4 minus 7x cubed minus 15x squared plus 18x, and asks us to show that x minus 1 is a factor. To do this, substitute the value x equals 1 into p of x. So we have 1 to the power of 5 plus 3 lots of 1 to the power of 4 minus 7 lots of 1 cubed minus 15 lots of 1 squared plus 18 lots of 1, which does equal 0. So x take away 1 is a factor. Part B gives us another two factors, x plus 3 and x plus 3, and asks us to find the remaining two factors. Our polynomial p of x has no number on its own at the end, so one of our factors must be x plus 0, or just x. If we multiply these four factors together, x, x plus 3, x plus 3, and x minus 1, then compare with the original polynomial, then we can see the remaining factor is x minus 2. To find the remainder in part C, we substitute negative 1 into p of x. So we have negative 1 to the power of 5, plus 3 lots of negative 1 to the power of 4, minus 7 lots of negative 1 cubed, minus 15 lots of negative 1 squared, plus 18 lots of negative 1, which gives us negative 1 plus 3 plus 7 minus 15 minus 18, which equals negative 24, so our remainder is negative 24. Question 3, part A, asks us to show that x minus 4 is a factor of 2x cubed minus 7x squared minus 5x plus 4. To do this, substitute x equals 4 into the polynomial to give 2 lots of 4 cubed minus 7 lots of 4 squared minus 5 lots of 4 plus 4, which is 128 minus 112 minus 20 plus 4, which gives 0. Hence, x minus 4 is a factor. Part B asks us to solve the equation. 2x cubed minus 7x squared minus 5x plus 4 equals 0. To do this, we need to factorise it fully. We have one factor, which is x minus 4. The other two factors will multiply to give something in the form ax squared plus bx plus c. If we multiply this with x minus 4, we get ax cubed minus 4ax squared plus bx squared minus 4bx plus cx minus 4c. Now we need to compare this with 2x cubed minus 7x squared minus 5x plus 4 to work out the values of a, b and c. A must be 2, b must be 1 and c must be negative 1. So the remaining two factors multiply to give 2x squared plus x minus 1, which then factorises to give 2x take away 1 and x plus 1. So our three factors are x minus 4, 2x take away 1, and x plus 1. Hence our three solutions are x equals 4, x equals a half, and x equals negative 1. The solutions in part B tell us where the graph will cross the x-axis. From the original polynomial, the graph will cross the y-axis at 4. Plot these four points. To draw the curve, come up through x equals negative 1, go through y equals 4, back down through x equals a half, and then back up through x equals 4.